Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Women's Tennis.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Women's Tennis. The Tigers' season as a team is now over after the NCAA regionals out in California. But Auburn will be taking individuals and a doubles team to nationals. We're joined now by interim head coach Lester Cook. Just a look back, coach, on the trip to Cal and that first win, and then eliminated by the Bears in the second round, coach.
Yeah, it was actually a great trip. Up until the loss, everyone was in good spirits. We were excited in California. It was beautiful weather. It couldn't have been better. We did some sightseeing, Golden Gate Bridge, and we went to the wharf, and so we were tourists for a little bit, and it was really a great trip. First round against BYU, we did a great job just coming out with good energy. We were a little nervous, definitely a little nervous, but they bounced back really quick, and we did a good job against a good team. And so that was a great start. And then the next morning we woke up, it was raining. The match was delayed probably 5 or 6 hours, cold, windy, like totally different conditions from the 3 or 4 days that we had spent there, which isn't an excuse. It's just, that was that way for both teams. But I definitely think it threw us off our game a little bit. And we came out against a top 10 team who's great players and everything. And they just kind of came out and beat us. We didn't play well. We didn't have great energy, and unfortunately, that was the way the season ended. But it's tough. We go to the home of a top 10 team, and you got to bring it. And unfortunately, we didn't.
What has this season been like for you individually?
It's been a lot of things. It's been amazing and stressful and beautiful and ugly and happy and sad. It's been a little bit of everything. But it was amazing. And even, the post-match speech was very emotional. Everything that we went through, everything that we did together this season, really brought us close. And I feel close to this team. I love them. I enjoyed everything. And so I just want the best for them. And it was tough. That was a really, really tough speech. Probably one of the worst I've ever had to do. But it's a great group, and I wish nothing but the best for them moving forward. Whatever they do, move after this, or some of them still have college tennis. So, I care about them immensely, and I was happy to be able to be that person for them in this, in what happened.
Going to California was nothing new for you, but for those kids that this was maybe their first trip to the Northern California, what was that like for them to see the Golden Gate Bridge and the wharf and to see San Francisco and that area for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I was happy to be their tour guide and take them around to see the sights. The Golden Gate Bridge was definitely a highlight. They wanted to see the full house, so apparently a full house is still popular among the kids. And so we drove by the Painted Ladies. And we went to Chinatown, had some great Chinese food, like in Chinatown and the with all the lanterns in the street, there's the iconic, place to be. And then, Fisherman's Wharf, and you get to see the seals, So it was just, it was amazing. Yeah. We really had a lot of fun. And that's what I tried to do every trip was sprinkle in a little fun. Because one of my biggest regrets is, I traveled the world and every country. And sometimes I wouldn't even leave the hotel room and the tennis courts. And it was such a, bad, like looking back, I was just like, what was I doing? I couldn't take, an afternoon to go appreciate where I was. And so, that's what I've always tried to preach to everybody is just take 2-3 hours and go sightsee. We're always worried like, oh, we're going to get tired and, we need to be ready for our match. And it's like, yeah, but bigger picture, how many times are you going to be able to, be in this place? So let's try to enjoy it a little bit.
there is still tennis for this Auburn women's team. You'll be taking a doubles team, a couple individuals to nationals. Coach, just talk about that process and who's going to be heading out.
Yeah. So we've got, I think the individual tournament starts on the 20th. So we've got about, you know, a little less than 2 weeks here to keep training and stay sharp. Carolyn, you know, obviously has a great chance at doing a lot of damage in this tournament. She's, you know, been top 10 most of the year, you know, can beat anybody any day. She's got a great game. It's really been fun to help her and see how she's progressing. DJ Bennett is the third alternate for the tournament. So three people need to withdraw for her to get in, which is very likely. It happens all the time for the NCAA tournament with injuries or whatever it is where people pull out. And so she needs to be mentally prepared to compete in singles and doubles because she's playing with Ariana, again, top 10 team most of the year. They did amazing in California. I think they won 6-1 and 6-0 in their matches in those 2 days. They have a great chemistry on court, and so they have a great shot at taking the title there. But, you know, like I said, one match at a time, one day at a time, we'll get them ready and then head to Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Listen, I know that this is something you never thought you would be doing at the start of this season, but we certainly appreciate the time that you took each week to give us the updates on Auburn women's tennis. We always enjoyed the locales that you were joining us from, and we wish you nothing but the best for this team and for you moving forward, Coach. Thank you very much. War Eagle.
War Eagle, thank you.
Tigers interim head coach Lester Cook on This Week in Auburn Women's Tennis.